Welcome to the Bradley Barnett Lounge. I'm Steve Bradley.
I'm Peter Barnett.
Welcome.
Welcome. Willkommen.
Yeah, it's the the Bradley Barnett Lounge, not Bradley.
Bradley.
Bradley Barnett.
Stevan Bradley.
So, what's this business venture you've been harping on about?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Coincidental?
No. My business idea is, it's stepping stones to get people that are interested in going into show business, just to put them on the right track. What do they need to do? A lot of people don't know what to do. They want to go into the industry. So I can, you know, my is to advise them about how to get an agent, how to get into stage school, anything to do with show business, really. You know, the drama schools, how the criteria to get into a drama school, anything like that. So
all the preparation work you need to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, how you start.
Yeah, how you start.
Everything, all the advice you've given me.
All there on the website.
All there, coming soon.
Coming soon. Yeah. I didn't tell you, Steve, on the way home tonight, I was outside Wilkinson.
Yeah.
And somebody thought I was Tiny Temper.
Did they?
No.
Really?
No, not at all. Chickadee, tell me the truth.
What were we saying?
We're talking about my new business venture, weren't we?
And, yes.
And, you know, going to incorporate some other bits and bobs into it, you know. So set young people up with a website and photos and a blog and just put them in touch with the right sort of people, basically.
That's right. Do exactly what you did, what you helped me out on.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I thought prudently to call it Stage Dream, right, you know, because, and then possibly in brackets, because it may not become a reality.
Selling it really well now.
No guarantees. Yeah, no, I'm not selling it, am I? And, yeah, no, I think it's great, and because a lot of people don't know what to do. And, you know, and I can advise them on everything from getting an equity card, putting themselves in spotlight, having a proper CV. There's a lot there. And all the information about all the stage scores, the criteria to get in, the audition pieces, monologues, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. There's all the stuff they need.
Exactly.
Whether they go on to do a dance school or theatre school. Or whether
they go into the industry without, just through them being very talented and getting the right break. And well, that's about it, really.
And you've got some examples as well of some people.
I have, yes, some friends of mine that I'm happy to use as examples. Yes, Emma, my friend Emma, who is the girl, or the lady rather, who if your little child has chocolate cake on their party frock, and mummy says, "Oh no, I'm never going to get this stain out." Suddenly, Emma turns up in a pink T-shirt in the background. She's got into your house. She's broken in. And
she'll come she's up got through the window.
Yeah. She's just there, nicking, pilfering all your stuff. And she'll come up with a little bottle of Vanish and she'll get the stains out. No. And, I did a contract with Emma many years ago.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
All right.
People don't know you yet, do they? Contract. Contract doing what? What did you do?
Yeah.
Stealing things from people's houses.
Giving out samples. No, it wasn't. And then Scott Waldron, who I was telling you about earlier on, who went to the Royal Ballet School, ended up doing a lot of dancing and a lot of pop videos, stuff like that. And then he was the winner of the TV program Interior Rivalry that was a competition program for featuring Anne Marie's. You'll have to edit that because I'm jabbering. and he's got his own interior design company now, from which he has done about 15 episodes of 60 Minute Makeover. Dum 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 chika 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 chika. So just examples of people that have gone into the industry, some that have trained, some that haven't. What's happened to them since? Because, you know, one thing leads to another and you never know what's around the corner.
Exactly. Still on TV.
Bit of TV. Bit of voiceover. Of course, my voice has been used many times.
That's it.
No, not at all. Oh. No, I told you that story about that time I did a voiceover. It was for the London Transport Museum.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And they... they had an exhibition about a bus driver who was a bit of an artist as well, as in painting, and Henry Stockley, his name was, and I did a voiceover. I didn't have anything to go by, no reference. So, because he was a bus driver, I made him his voice into like a Cockney character. So, and I read this script. We went to this studio, and I did it like, it was a great job working on the London buses. I had a lovely time. Did it like that. The exhibition was on at the museum, and his family turned up, and he was actually really posh, apparently.
completely changed.
So I got it completely wrong. And, yeah, anyway, it was too late by then. The exhibition went on, and...
But they didn't mind, obviously.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't say... You know, burn that recording now. So it was just too late, really. But it was a bit embarrassing because I didn't know. I just thought he'd probably be some geezer from Peckham. But he wasn't. He was from Oxford, Oxfordshire. He was quite posh.
It's actually very posh.
Yeah. So, Steve, what's on the cards for you then?
What's on the cards for me?
You're doing something in London, I understand.
Tell us about that then,
you schlag.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, I'm doing... with the theatre school that I attend, Mask Theatre School in Ramsgate. We're doing a West End performance in Her Majesty's Theatre.
Lovely.
Where Phantom of the Opera is at the
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely.
And we're doing it's a young performers exhibition showcase extravaganza, maybe. I don't know what the words are. Where all sorts of other dance companies, schools, performing,
yeah, and you have your slot, talent. Yeah,
and we have our slot.
And what are you in? What are you doing?
We're doing two dances. Mm. I don't know the name of the song for one of them. I can't remember, but the other one is a Britney Spears song, a new one. Very what's the word? Hold it against. I don't know. It's one of her new songs.
Don't blame it on the boogie. Oh, no.
Not one of the cheesy ones.
You know that one where you know that song where she was dressed up as a schoolgirl that kind of made
Hit
her famous?
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, God. And she speaks well of me, but I can't bear that, oh, baby, baby, that horrible nasal singing that gets on my wick. Anyway, sorry, yes.
Yes.
So you're doing two pieces and you're in both of them.
In both of them, yeah. In both dances. The one's sort of jazzy... not so hip hoppy. I don't know what you describe the kind of dance, which is rubbish coming from a dancer. But it's a bit
just like Laid Back Street.
No, that's the second one.
I'm sorry. Right.
So the first one's quite jazzy and sort of lots of lifts that we're going to be doing and things like that. It's going to be quite good to watch.
Well, it is if she's had a big breakfast. Yeah.
And the second one we're doing is a hip hop routine to Britney Spears.
Oh right,
I can't remember what the song is, but it's
well, it doesn't matter as long as you know the moves.
Exactly. I don't need to know the song. No. But I will if I remember it, I'll say it.
Do you get like video footage of this event?
I don't know that we do.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? If
but
you did,
it would
though,
be good.
What a great thing to sort of have, you know, on your shove it on your website or something.
I've heard that www.steve-badley.co.uk.
Pushing his to plug that in.
Someone might go to it.
Yeah.
I think I've been told that you can't take any pictures or anything as the performer of anything like backstage or anything because you can't. I remember hearing a couple of weeks ago that you can't take any
That's
pictures.
A bit
they
divvy as
you.
It is a showcase, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
but it's
they
not
won't
for
allow you to do it, apparently.
No one's going to sell it. There's no rights to it. Are there, maybe they are, I don't know.
I'll sneak a few in.
Yeah, I mean, it seems a bit odd, really.
I'd imagine that it's got to be
It's
filmed.
For the thrill of being there. And are you judged by somebody? Is it judged?
You know what? I don't know.
It's just to be there.
I don't know.
Have the experience, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And do you have to pay to be in it?
Yes.
You do.
Yeah, there is a fee to do it. But it's an experience to
Of course it is. Yeah, no, I'm not decrying it. I'm not saying that because you have to pay.
A lot of people might say, oh, are you paying to do that?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a nice little learner for them, obviously. But but at the same time, it gives you the experience of working on a West End stage. And
seeing what it's like backstage.
Lovely.
And dressing.
It's a lovely theatre.
Yeah.
I told you that story about when I auditioned for Phantom there,
didn't you? Did. Tell everyone about that.
Well, I'd rather not, really, because it was crap.
People are wondering.
I learned
this. What's this guy do?
I wasn't auditioning for the Phantom himself. Probably just for I don't know the chandelier. And I learned a song the night before that I didn't really know.
What song was it that you sang?
Oh, it was something from
South Pacific, wasn't it?
And it was you should never ever. And you learn by mistakes. You should never ever learn something the night before. If you're a little tip for your auditions, all every song in your repertoire that you have in your folder, if they say, have you got something funny, you say, yes, I have. Have you got something that's a bit funky? Yes, I have. Have you got something that's a bit rhythm and blues? Yes, I have. Make sure you know them backwards and in Arabic and Urdu as well, because never go in there with something that you think you know, because you get on. I got on stage, I started off okay, and then just it was just hideous. And I just, obviously, they just went, thank you very much, and I just went out having a hot flush and thinking that's a mistake. But you learn. And the other worst, the worst thing ever that I did, and never do anything that's unrehearsed. They used to have singers at the Green Room in the Cafe Royal. They probably still do in London. And I got a little tiny guest slot there one night. And the pianist was actually a guy that used to play for Liza Minnelli and a lot. He was in London. Great pianist, and he knew the song that I wanted to do, but we didn't liaise quite properly beforehand, and I said that I was just going to do one verse, one chorus. I can't remember
what song is
whatever.
It that you were doing?
I can't remember. It was a Kandran Ebb song. It was something, you know, quite straightforward. And what are you laughing at? You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, bless you. You're only 23. Kandran Ebb have written loads of musical stuff, and they've written loads of songs specifically for Liza Minnelli over the years.
Right, okay.
They wrote all the stuff for Cabaret.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and lots and lots of lovely stuff they've written. Anyway, so I started off, and then he obviously forgot that I said I'd do two verses in a chorus, and he just started to play the wrong bit. I tried to sing the chorus over whatever the melody or whatever he's about, and it was just bollocks. You have to edit that out. It was just
I'll put a beep in somehow.
It was just horrendous and just mortifyingly awful. And I just thought, never ever do an impromptu thing and never do anything unrehearsed ever.
Yeah,
and I know an audition isn't rehearsed, but you
can prepare.
You know it back to front. You know the guy that you're going to give it to is going to play what you've given him. Mm. That Cafe Royal thing, there was no music. I just said, I'll play that in, you know, C or whatever.
Wow.
And it was just
That's
awful.
That's a good pianist then. But he didn't quite understand what
He just got muddled up with what I was going to do. That was all. And it was awful. And there you go. Never mind. So you're doing Her Majesty's Theatre.
I will find out some more details because My dance teacher will probably hate me for not knowing everything about it.
Yeah, well, you know, if you'd like
doing it
our
weeks.
Audience to, you know, try and get a gist of what you're doing, that would be nice. Right, do you think we ought to have dinner now?
That might be an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, it's
back after
the Bradley Barnett Lounge, just taking a little break, because we're going to have lamb tagine with basmati rice.
And fade up.
I mean, it was such a nice evening last night. I got my push bike out.
Yeah.
And went for a little cycle up the cliff. Well, not up the cliff, along the cliff. And
That'd be impressive.
They winched me up. And, it was lovely. Actually, have you heard of this exercise craze called spinning?
I have heard of spinning.
Yeah. My friends Claire and Sheena, they go to the leisure centre in Ramsgate, and they do this spinning. But I sort of know what it is. I mean, it's like on a stationary exercise bike, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah, my sister used to teach it, Vicky. She used to do classes when she worked at Bannatyne's.
Oh, I see.
So she used to shout at people whilst they were riding the bikes.
Did she? But why is it called spinning if you're on a bike? Because the wheels are spinning.
Well,
the wheels on the bike go round and round.
Yeah, but you're not moving anywhere, are you? So it's kind of I don't know. Maybe it is. It's, they call it a spinning class, don't they?
But when she said that it's mental. I mean, yeah. Like, and when they, once your, you know, heart rate is up and you're pumping, that it's really, it's manic, absolutely manic. And you have these mad phases of 10 minutes full on cycling.
Yeah.
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Because they shout at you the different levels on a spinning bike. It's different from a normal exercise bike you get at the gym.
Oh.
And usually they have... they have a thing that you turn, which turns up the volume, the level.
Bump up the volume, bump up the volume.
No, they turn up the level, so they say switch it to six.
Oh,
And then you have to go for like 5 minutes at six, I think. And then you switch it down and they say, right, reduce it down. But you have to, you're pretty much set to whatever they say. And they'll go around and they'll, like, if they're not doing it themselves, they'll come around and sort of shout in your face to say...
Yeah, see, that's the problem, because I would just probably shout back at her and just leave in a huff.
Just cry.
we'll cry.
Break
crying
down.
Crying from the pain anyway. But no, I said I would go with them, but because I had an operation on my kidney recently, they said that I wasn't to do anything strenuous, but not for the rest of my life. But I just thought it was a bit soon. But yeah. I have promised that I will go with them one week.
Definitely, you'd be knackered.
Well, the thing is, I used to be so fit, and when I finished singing and dancing in 2005, I was fit, and now because I've been idle, you know, I'm just not fit. And sometimes I walk up the East Cliff with a couple of bags shopping, and I'm shagged out by the time I get to the, you know.
It's amazing what a workout, just walking around carrying things, you know, if you're not used to doing it.
The bike ride last night, I must say, and I'm not, you know, just saying it, but it was surprisingly easy to still cycle. And I thought it's weird, and yet physically carrying something was puffed me out. So
I suppose it's different kinds of exercise.
Yeah, it was legs, isn't it?
It's bikes. You're not cycling constantly.
Yeah,
unless you're always going uphill. But you stop and you just coast, and then you carry on. So.
And I have got the best legs in the business. You see, as well. Yeah, so they're renowned.
On the stage, people knew me.
My varicose veins. Yeah. Did I ever tell you that I had to have an operation on my varicose veins when I was 24 years old?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I had them like old man varicose veins. Looked like a map of the world from space, you know, like the main rivers.
Lovely.
Like a blue Ganges.
I'm sure our listeners want to hear that.
And I had to have this horrible operation, which then was a long time ago. It was really archaic. They used to cut your groin and feed this stripper down to pull out some of the veins and then tie them off in your leg and stitch them up. I know it's like, it sounds like it was in a Dickens novel, doesn't it? I know. And then I had that done in Balham in London, because I was living in Wimbledon at the time, and that hospital doesn't even exist now. But so anyway, I got home and I went to kind of, you know, recharge my batteries with my auntie and uncle on the Isle of Wight. It was lovely. I had a nice time. Came back. Anyway, one of these sort of stitches, it hadn't quite healed properly, you know, and I was sort of aware of it, that I thought, oh, it's not, doesn't seem to be healing like the others. Anyway, I was on the tube one day going from Putney up to Wimbledon. I was just coming into Wimbledon and I thought, my leg's wet.
No.
And it had burst open.
Oh, no.
An artery had burst open, yeah.
Jesus.
And all my jeans were just soaked in blood. And I thought, right, I can't pass out, because in London, just people just walk past you, you know. They just go, oh, he's drunk.
Step over you.
Yeah, exactly. Like
Chuck
New York.
A couple of quid.
Well, not even that, really. They just tut and move on. So I thought, right, okay, I'm not going to faint. And I walked up the stairs and got there's a taxi rank outside Wimbledon Station, and got a taxi round, you know, to the doctors. And it was okay. I know, really horrible.
Yeah.
And the force of blood, you know, the way it can come out of your body
is
really scary. Yeah.
You probably lost quite a lot of blood quite quickly.
Yeah, that's my main concern was that I mustn't pass out.
Because no one will care.
No one cares. Anyway, I don't know how we...
Anyway, so... So you're how old then? How old were you in that?
I was 24 when I had that operation done. Yeah, it was very young. And they put me in an artery ward. So I was I was just with loads of old men that were just blowing off.
That made you feel great.
It was horrible.
Jesus. Still blowing off.
Yeah, but the nurses were lovely and they liked me because I suppose I was only a young one there and I didn't moan all the time. So they used to run out. I know it sounds awful, but they used to run out and get me packets of cigarettes.
Did they? You used to smoke?
I did, yeah. No. Oh. I'm a 60s child. I've tried everything, really. Yes, I did.
When did you stop smoking?
I don't smoke now, but I had phases when I wouldn't smoke for years. And I stopped. I went one time to this lady in Hounslow, a very, very nice Indian lady, and had hypnotherapy. And her name was Aruna.
Aruna.
And they just put you in a state of relaxation, and you are still awake. You know, you don't suddenly think you're Queen Elizabeth I or anything like that. You don't regress to another life. And you can still hear what she's saying. And it's literally that they just say...
Cigarettes are evil.
Yeah, they just say everything that you know. But because you're in the relaxed state, your subconscious picks up the message and it affirms it. And
it worked?
Some people say it doesn't work. Some people have been to a hypnotherapist, but haven't got to the garden gate afterwards and they've lit a silk card. But it worked for me and I was absolutely fine. I didn't have any pangs at all.
Really?
But yeah. But I liked her though because when you were in the relaxed state, she kept, every now and again, she would be saying... Cigarettes are bad for you. And then she'd go, relax.
I thought you weren't going to finish that. You were just going to, she used to just go, relax.
No, there was an X right at the end. But yeah. So that worked for me for some years. And I don't know why I started again. It was probably a stupid scenario, a party, you know, when I'd had a couple of glasses of wine and I went, oh, give us a cigarette.
Yeah.
Stupid, daft, really, because then you're saddled with the debt for, you know, years.
Fucking addicted. Again.
But it is hard. It's a hard thing to give up. People that have never smoked will never understand how difficult it is to... It's a powerful, powerful drug.
Yeah, a lot of my friends smoke and they, you know, a friend of mine stopped for a good 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah.
And it was his job in the end to put him back on it.
Well, see, this is the thing. People find... I think you find the excuse. I think you find... Sometimes you find the excuse.
Yeah.
Because after, a couple of weeks, well, not even that, less than that, your body has expelled the nicotine. The withdrawal symptoms aren't very long. And anything after that, it's your mind that
it's
is
a mind
telling
game.
You. And your mind will say to you, it's being deprived. You're depriving yourself of that lovely cigarette. That's what it does. It like plays tricks on you. And it's nonsense, you know, because you don't need it. Don't need it. But so there you go.
So we've covered stage.
Smoking. Varicose veins.
Spinning.
I'm spinning around.
Brilliant. Well, we're at...
Have we done about 8 hours now?
Nearly, close. We're at 25 minutes nearly.
Oh dear, that's terrible. So I know that if you did a ratio of who's jabbering on, it's me.
It's you.
It's all about me.
It's all right.
But the Bradley Barnett Lounge has only been launched tonight and it's a great little podcast. And
please let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And any improvements or any subjects you want us to talk about, you can contact.
Yep, you
me
just
and
email
Peter on
Bradley
Facebook.
Bublé.
I'm going to have to set up an email address called that now.
Good. BradleyBarnettLounge@.co.uk. You know, that's not a website. No, don't email that. It doesn't exist.
Don't buy it because we might.
No. So, yes.
If you've got any, this will only be on my Facebook, unless you want to put it on your Facebook. So if people have any subjects they want us to talk about.
Yeah. No, I think your friends will probably think of something they want to have a chit chat about. And
we're going to, in the coming weeks, we're going to be talking about more stage related topics
and different theatrical things and experiences and to do with the biz.
Okay, so this is the Bradley Barnett Lounge. I'm Steve Bradley.
I'm Peter Thomas Barnett.
And we'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye.